not getting enough, not bringing in enough to cover it.
You got to pay him too much for what he's supposed to do that job.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing I would go with is that as really hurt the former end was placing that common labor price at the price they had put in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also the reason why we got so many people on welfare today.
Hmm. Yeah. Because people can't afford to hire them.
That's right. Can't afford to hire them.
Now, what about, did you build some kind of carts, like on a wheel, you push around the garden or somewhere?
We had what was known as a wheelbarrow.
Uh-huh. Build those yourself?
Oh, yeah, they were built. You either build them yourself or the local blacksmith build them, one or the other.
Mm-hmm. You have somebody near here who did blacksmith work?
Yeah, there was. Blacksmith in every community, you couldn't do without him. He was just as important as the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
you had to have him to set your sweeps, the plow wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And when you bought him out of the school, you couldn't plow with him until it was paid. So he took them and heated them and set them.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to know what he was doing, and if he didn't, when he got through with him, you couldn't plow with him.
Huh. Uh-huh. And what do they have to sharpen plows or axes or things like that?
Darn soon.
Did you have one of those?
Yes, ma'am. I had one.
Did you turn it with your hand or?
Either turn it with your hand or you turn it with a pedal, one or the other.
Uh-huh. Would you use the same thing to sharpen a knife or have something different for that?
Well, we'll use what was known as a whetstone to sharpen a knife. You pull it in your hand and sharpen the knife.
Okay. How about, did you ever cut any hay?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
Did you have any terms for the different times you'd cut it? Like if you cut it once and then go back and cut it again later in the year?
Well, the hay that we use through here was either came out of oats or peas.
Mm-hmm.
And people would generally cut the oats when they got half ripe because they wanted the animals to use up that straw, see. And if you could get that cut without a ring on it and get it put in your barn, you had some good people.
Hmm.
And the pea hay, pea vine hay, it looked, see the first blooms come on the stalks of peas, that's when the mowing machine was doing peas.
Hmm, wouldn't let it make peas.
No, wouldn't let it. Well, some of them did, but the thing about it is, when you let it produce a crop of peas, then the vine, that's a tough that you suck. And it was so terrible hard to handle.
Mm-hmm.
I had put my fork in a windrow of hay to start to get up a fork through and it'd be shaking from out of that fence over there.
How about to hook up the mules onto the plow? What were the pieces that you'd hook it to and so forth?
Well, you had a collar that went on the mule first. Then you had a set of hands with traces. And those traces had a ring in the end of them. And they were hooked to your single feet on your plow. You had a back band that went across the mule or horse's back.